Time to grab that guitar, take a seat, and spin some tales. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller from Classic Country Q97.3 99.3. Be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. And now here's your host, Scott Miller.
Hey, it's Miller in the Morning, and we are here on the Pickin' Porch. My guest is John Kinsey. John, welcome to the Pickin' Porch, my friend.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad you had a chance to stop by the Pickin' Porch. Before we go any further, you'll see in the pictures, he's got a beautiful white Epiphone guitar. What do they call that again?
Epiphone White Dove.
White Dove. Man, that thing's gorgeous, man. But see, if I had something like that, I couldn't keep it clean. Mine would be all dirty.
Well, I kind of cheated while you were upstairs. I
wiped it down.
Yeah, you had the little disinfectant wipes there. So.
John, I know you write songs and everything. Give me an example of some of your work.
So 2016, I wrote this song here. It's called Dirt Road. You want me to do the whole song?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Well, it's 5 o'clock. Worked all week. Working like a dog, just making ends meet. Checks cashed, and the tanks filled up. Time to hit the road, climb on up in this truck. Let's head out where the blacktop ends. Out where the night and the dirt road begins. Dirt road, a late night. You and me, girl, that sounds so right. Our song on the radio, roadside dancing, let's take it slow, just take it slow. Out here, many miles from town, you and me with the windows down. Stars shine way up high. When I'm with you, they've never shined so bright. Out here where the blacktop ends, out where the night and the dirt road begins. Dirt road, a late night, you and me, girl, that sounds so right. Our song on the radio, roadside dancing, let's take it slow. Dirt road, a late night, you and me, girl, that sounds so right. Our song on the radio, roadside dancing, let's take it slow. Out here where the blacktop ends, out where the night and the dirt road begins.
I'll tell you, what was the inspiration for that song? That's pretty cool.
Well, you'll laugh at you. It's kind of crazy. I played with a rock band, and I made a comment that I was going to go back. What I grew up listening to, 90s country. I grew up on Travis Tritt, Garth Brooks, and all those
good
guys.
Good stuff, man.
And a guy laughed at me and told me I wasn't good enough to write country music, to play country music, and that I'd never do it. So I was sitting on my front porch just looking out over the lake. It was 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. It was the middle of a thunderstorm. And if you go back far enough on my Facebook page, you'll find the actual – I recorded that live on Facebook that night. When I wrote it, that was just my response to I wasn't good enough.
Wow.
So.
Well, what's that guy think now? I bet you he's embarrassed, isn't he?
Well, I mean, I'm playing every weekend and he's not.
There you go. So. There you go. Give me another example of some of your homebrew stuff there,
all
buddy.
Right. Let's change keys altogether. We're going to go traditional. This is... I wrote this song about my grandpa. It's actually streaming on my website. You can find it anywhere. You know, you can find music online. It's Let Him Talk. If you just look, Google John Kinsey Music, my stuff will pop up. But this song here is probably the one that means the most to me. It's just little stories that he's told me over the years. Let him talk. All the stories he can tell. Memories of times gone by, he remembers so well. Let him talk. Reminisce about old times. His stories are worth more than gold. Forever in my mind, let him talk. Let him talk. See the house over there? It has a haunted well. And I remember picking cotton down this road when it was hot as hell. Well, you know me and old Johnny, we went fishing down there at Lyerly Dam. And over yonder is where I met your granny that time when I came to town. Let him talk. Oh, the stories he can tell. Memories of times gone by, he remembers so well. Let him talk. Reminisce about old times. His stories are worth more than gold. Forever in my mind, let him talk. Let him talk. I'm getting old now, and my old fingers, they don't move much anymore. But I used to pick up there with the finest, just me and that old guitar. And boy, you know, I farmed all this land, and I've sure raised a lot of pigs. I used to haul shine in that old 56 Ford till I crashed her in a ditch. Let him talk. Oh, the stories he can tell. Memories of times gone by, he remembers so well. Let him talk. Reminisce about old times. His stories are worth more than gold. Forever in my mind, let him talk. Let him talk. Let him talk. Reminisce about old times. His stories are worth more than gold. Forever in my mind, let him talk. Let him talk.
Only problem I see with that song is you're going to have to split the royalties with Grandpa. Aren't you?
Huh? Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, that's all this little pieces of story.
Now, I don't know if folks know this, but your grandpa actually knew Johnny Cash, right?
He did. He knew a lot of those guys.
Isn't that crazy?
Growing up. And I never believed him. Mm-hmm. It was one of those, he always told me stories. Well, he's still alive. He lives over in down in Georgia, you know. And
mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so growing up, we would ride to trade day or whatever, and he would always tell these stories about playing guitar with all these folks and him and his brother playing with Porter Wagner and,
wow,
and stuff like that. And I was like, I always thought he was just full of crap. And I got to talking with my mom before she passed away, and she's like, I remember some of those guys when I was a kid, you know, just running around in the yard. I remember a lot of those guys
coming by. Yeah.
And so it was
what a heritage.
Yeah, it was interesting, you know.
So what made you get into music? What made you want to play the guitar? I'll tell you my story. My story is very simple. I got into playing the guitar because it got women. It got girls. I should say women. I was like 14 years old. But
well, actually, my story doesn't involve country music, believe
really?
It or not. Yeah. So I can tell you the exact moment, the exact spot in a song that made me say, I want to play music.
Okay. What is it?
So I was in sixth grade. Just got on the bus to go to school that morning, and a buddy of mine, which I've lost contact with him as well, he jumped on the bus, and he had a Sony Walkman cassette player.
Wow.
He's like, oh,
I haven't thought of those in a long time.
He's like, you got to hear this song. This is my daddy's favorite band.
Okay.
And and the song still to this day gives me chills. So he turned it on, and it was the solo of REO Speedwagon's "Keep on Loving You."
Really?
It gives me chills to this day, the sound of that guitar. And it was at that moment I was like, I want to learn to play like that. Now, I don't play like that at all.
No.
But that's the moment that actually stuck with me through the years, and it's
that's
like REO Speedwagon is what got me to playing music.
Yeah. Wow. So, that's crazy, yeah. Man. But you remember being on the school bus? And
I remember it was still dark out.
Wow.
I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah. So who gave you your first guitar? Was it Grandpa?
My first guitar, no, it was actually bought. My mom bought it for me out of some catalog. I don't even know.
I got mine out of the Spiegel catalog, yeah.
It was some kind of catalog. I don't remember what it was. It was a Hummingbird copy.
Wow.
Which I actually gave that to a pastor here in Chattanooga.
Really?
Years ago, and there again, don't know where that guitar's at now, but I've had a bunch through the years, so.
My first guitar was a Stella. It was a acoustic guitar they called Stella, and I sold it to my girlfriend for $10, and I just happened to look. I thought, I'll go on the internet and see if they still have them or whatever, you know, and I saw it, and it's like $300.
Right.
Damn girlfriend. She's making money on my guitar. Well, you talked about classic country. Well, can you do me a classic country song, something you maybe play when you go out and do your solo acts and stuff?
I can. There again, I don't do covers like they're recorded.
Right. Well, that makes it better.
Again, this song here, I've got stories that goes back to Paul. The day that my grandmother had passed away, I was down there with Paul, and when I walked in, literally the first thing he asked me was, "You got your guitar with you?" And I said, "Yeah, it's out in the truck." And he said, "Well, go get it." And he told me, he said, and that's where the line in the song, I'm getting old, my old fingers don't move
right,
anymore.
Right.
But I handed him my guitar, and he asked me, he goes, "Do you know any of my buddy Johnny's songs?" And I said, "Well, Paul, I didn't know any of your friends." He said, "Well, you know some of my buddy Johnny's songs, don't you?" And I said, "No, I didn't, you know." He said, "Well, if I show you how to play it, you got to play it at all your gigs." And he giggled at me a little bit. And he's getting old in his fingers. But this is the song that he started playing. And it was kind of funny. He goes, "Well, I hear that train a-comin', rollin' around the bend. I ain't seen no sunshine since. I don't know when, but I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. That train keeps rollin' on down to San Antone. Well, when I was just a baby, Mama told me, 'Son, always be a good boy. Don't you ever play with a gun.' But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. When I hear that little moan, well, I bet the rich folks are eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking old big cigars. But I know I had it coming. No, I can't be free. Well, those people keep on moving, and as one tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if the railroad train was mine, then I'd move it on
A little farther down the line, well, you know, far from Folsom Prison, to where I want to stay. And I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. And I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Wow, that's pretty good, buddy. Old Grandpa, he's probably smiling right now because he probably got the vibe of you playing his favorite song there.
Yeah, so it was. That's a special song because I remember when everybody started getting, you know, coming in that morning after Granny had passed. He was so tickled that, you know, he was telling everybody, "Hey, I was playing old Johnny's music this morning."
Yeah. Isn't that amazing though that music generates memories? You see, every song that you told me about, it makes a memory for you, right?
Right.
Well, we got time for one more. I want to hear one more of your original tunes, my good man.
All right. How about one that's a little on the rocky side? Can we do that?
I want to hear it.
I got a good friend over in Mentone, Alabama, Mr. Craig Hendricks. He's a very traditional country singer, and we write a lot of songs together. And I walked into his house one Sunday, and he's like, "John, I don't know what to write about today." And I was being funny. I said, "Craig, let's write a rock song." And he said, he looked at me dead serious. He says, "I'm a traditional country singer." I said, "Yeah, I play country too, but we're going to write a rock song today." And I don't know exactly how the conversation went, but we decided we wanted to compare a woman to the apple in the Garden of Eden. So these words, they literally just started falling into place from the moment we started this first chord, which is not a country chord at all, C sharp minor. So we started playing these chords, and this song just fell into place. About 20 minutes later, the song was done. And we was like, man, we could hear, you know, went so many different people doing it. But this song is called Apple of Eden.
"2 a.m. and the crowd's thinning now, and one more song from the band. She appeared from the smoke in a bar like that's where she'd always been. The way she moved can hypnotize. She's the devil in disguise. She's the apple of Eden. She's the words from the snake. It's the devil on the mountaintop. She can show you the kingdom. She can take it away. She can do it without a thought. She's the apple of Eden." On the streets, but I'm not alone. Something catches my eye. The street lights, well, they flicker out as she goes walking by. The way she moves can hypnotize. She's the devil in disguise. She's the apple of Eden. The words from the snake. She's the devil on the mountaintop. She can show you the kingdom, she can take it away, she can do it without a thought. She's the apple of Eden." Morning rises, I'm all alone, alone in this lover's scene. She got what she came for, then disappeared. I wonder, was she all a dream? The way she moves can hypnotize. She's the devil in disguise. She's the apple of Eden. The words from the snake. She's the devil on the mountaintop. She can show you the kingdom. She can dig it away. She can do it without a thought. She's the apple of Eden. She's the apple of Eden. She's the apple of Eden."
Man, I tell you. You see, that may be a rock song, but it could be country too. You know, up-tempo country even.
We actually wrote it in completely different chords to make it country, but I can't play it that way because it's got a very...
Some motion to it.
Well, it's got a very Cody Jinx-ish feel to it, right? when we do it in the other chords.
Yeah.
And I just... It's more fun for me that way.
Let me ask you a question here, and as we wrap things up, how can people find your music? Give us all the websites.
Okay,
and things.
So I'm anywhere you can find music online. You know, the Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube Music, Spotify. It's just John Kinsey Music. Then I'm on Facebook. It's just there again, John Kinsey Music, TikTok, John Kinsey Music, Instagram, John Kinsey Music. So www.johnkinseymusic.com.
I want everybody to know it's spelled J-O-N. John.
Yes,
not, don't
J-O-N.
Go, don't put an H in there like I did and get some weirdo. You know. But John Kinsey, K-I-N-S-E-Y. Music. And folks, I'll tell you what, if you're interested in having him, do you go out and do solo acts? You in the
I
band?
Do, yeah, what? Yeah. So you could contact me through Facebook is the go-to. It contacts me and my quote-unquote manager. What's my wife?
Same with me.
Yeah, well, she handles literally my date book is with her at all times. And so if someone contacts me, I'm immediately calling her saying, hey, what dates do I have open?
Sure.
This Sunday, I will actually be at Carter K. Vineyards in LJ, Georgia.
Cool.
So you can find me. Just keep up. You know, I'm all over the place, so you never know where I'm going to pop up. I call that my small town acoustic road show.
Well, give me a couple of chords to take us out. Just play some chords for me here. Oh, my goodness. We've had some fun on the Pickin' Porch. If you have anybody or you know somebody that wants to be on the Pickin' Porch, have them contact me at the radio station, twanglife.net, or just give me a call some morning at 423-702-9799. And again, a big thank you to John Kinsey for stopping on by.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Woohoo!
Thanks for joining us for some picking, grinning, and the stories behind the music. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller. Don't forget to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review the Pickin' Porch Podcast, heard anywhere you get your podcast, and exclusively from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.